Hello, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Hacker Public Radio Community News for July 2011. Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, it's just me today. It's the summer months and the other guys are kind of busy, so let's, without further ado, go on with the show. So, episode 761 was community news for last month. And follow that, we had Theatres of the Imagination by Lost in Bronx. Again, interesting episode that is tempting me more and more to think about doing a theatre production myself. The following day we had Mr. Gadgets with excellent new topic idea here for Hacker Public Radio, the worst movie ever, and his nominations in reverse order were Highway Honeys 1983, Ring of the Musketeers TV movie 1992. There's some comments by Frank who disagreed strongly and said that Killdozer was the worst movie ever made, and I quote, starring Clink Walker and a bulldozer possessed by an alien rock. Neither the bulldozer nor Clint Walker were capable of acting. And second was Terror is a Man, sort of based on the Island of Dr. Murdo, but without direction, acting, writing, cinematography, or creativity of any sort. Harsh words there. I was tempted to record a show for this segment, Worst Movie Ever, but I refuse to accept that Highlander 2 was ever made. So then we had the next day Robin Gatling on Syndicated Thursday with an interview from Matt Grove of Miserware Energy Saving Computing, and they had a piece of software that you could run on various different operating systems, and they would analyze this software and give you energy saving. Always a good thing, I guess. Then we had an interview with one of the first of quite a lot of interviews that were recorded, but not that many made it out. I think everybody's aware that Tlatu had a recording nightmare, every podcaster's nightmare, that the recordings get lost. He had some very, very good interviews lined up, but let's not cry about spilt milk and be thankful for what we did get. And this was an interview with Dave Sexy Yates from Lot of Linux Links podcast and Jeremy Sands. Just as a note there, Tlatu always includes a link to the OGG version of the episode, but we do also have an OGG feed and a Speaks feed, not very well subscribed to at the minute, but they are available there under the subscription section. Not all the shows are there, but quite a few. Basically everything since for the last few months has been added over there. If you want to subscribe to those, we'll probably be updating the pages to make it a little bit more prominent in the future. The following day, we had Mr. Gadgets saving us again by sending in episodes. This time, he continued his journey through the microcomputer to Linux, stopping by OS2 Warp and Windows 98. If you're going to be putting comments onto the website, I would appreciate personally if you could be a little bit more constructive. Yes, if you're making negative comments, that's absolutely fine, so long as you are willing to give us some guidelines on how we can improve. Then we had episode 767 with Tlatu, Mad Dog, and Super Dumb Terminals. And this was a kind of update on a previous show where he had interviewed Mad Dog about using open source to provide jobs using open source software in developing countries or in densely populated countries. So it was great to get an update on that. Also comments there as well. The next day was myself with a little episode on SORT. Don't know if anybody found it useful, nobody commented. Listening to the episode myself, I was going on, what is this guy rambling about? But anyway, hopefully, again, if you didn't like the show, please delete it. Don't be making yourself suffer. So then the next day we had, on our Syndicated Thursday, Linux Outlaws Bitcoin discussion. Now, I know that JWP wrote in to say that this show contained a lot of inaccuracies, and he has released another show that'll be airing later on to hopefully address some of those. But they did deal with some of the inaccuracies. I didn't feel that they were that major in their following show, and it was, regardless, it was a well-researched article, but at least we'll get people thinking about it. And one good thing is it did prompt JWP to go ahead and record another episode, so we'll get another side of the picture, hopefully. The following day was JWP with BYOBU, which is a GNU screen configuration utility, how to use it and so. I have used that in the past and didn't have that much luck with it. Found it very difficult. It had hanging dependencies when I installed it and I couldn't get rid of it, but your mileage may vary, I guess. Following day we had Mischief Managed by Thistleweb, how to use cloud services and how to keep your data to yourself essentially when going through customs. And then we had a New Age Techno Hippie with Circuit Bending. This is a topic close to any parent's heart, especially when you have loud and annoying toys. Then we had an interview with Gabrielle Weinberg from DuckDuckGo. Sorry, switching into Dutch there. An interview conducted by myself. I was actually shocked. Went to the website and said, "Hey, would you like to do an interview?" The guy goes, "Sure thing." Took a few hours from his Saturday afternoon with kids and turned out to be a very nice guy. If you haven't tried DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, give it a shot. You will be pleasantly surprised, I guess. Then we had the Full Circle podcast again with their series here on HPR, with providing valuable information on how you can record a show properly, not like the way I do it here. But and then the long-awaited HPR Audio Book Club Shadow Magic came out on the Friday. Since then, I've listened to the next book is entitled Handbook for the Criminally Insane. Then we had Mr. Gadgets commenting again on how we are all spoiled by having pre-packed, ready-made hardware, and he suggests that we all should make our own machinery and stuff, and I am inclined to agree with him. We had Mail Junkie writing in the comments to tell us that Radio Shack have kits to build robots and the like. The following day, we had Josh Knapp, Voltez, and Stank Dog, three of the people behind HPR, Stank, and they are the people literally behind HPR, the guys who manage the servers. So, interesting topic on the cloud. Some discussion, of course, when you bring up the cloud, there's going to be plenty of dissenting remarks, whatever you do. Constructive comments there, thank you very much. And if you have other views about the cloud, please feel free to record a show. Now, speaking of shows, I don't know if you've noticed, I usually start off this show by welcoming new hosts. Unfortunately, we didn't have any this month, which is a bit sad, but I do realize it's because of the summer lull. What I would like to do is start a summer short series. I'm hoping that at the end of this show, people will record a Twitter-like audio update for us on any topic at all. In the email that I sent out, I mentioned a tip, a useful application, useful website, nice podcast, somebody that you admire, best piece of advice your parents give you, worst piece of advice your parents ever give you. You know, something you wished you'd known when you were 5 years younger, the best movie ever, whatever. Just a quick 2, 3, 5 minute thing. Record it, send it in. Don't worry about editing. Don't worry about I'll do the editing. I'll add the intro and outro. Just email it to admin@hacklepublicradio.org. What could be simpler? And it'll keep the volume of podcasts down for a while over the summer. And the first one was Lost in Bronx, George Washington Carver. Never heard of the guy. Very interesting read. Link there on Wikipedia. Then the following day, Ten Brook for Review made a reappearance on HPR, and this was War Games, one of the classic movies. And then on Friday, we bumped the show, which was Novacut by Klaatu. The reason I did that was because they had a Kickstarter campaign that ran out on that evening. I would like to give you a little update on what's coming up over the coming days. We have Mr. Gadgets with some open source software, Dismal Science, Libertarianism, and IT, a match made in heaven. Syndicated Thursday. If you have some suggestions for Syndicated Thursday, feel free to send them on in. Quivno with Binaural Recording, Droops with Streaming from a Sporting Event, myself with a summer short, how to grep for tab, JWP with Bitcoin, and that's about it. So we are a little bit short of shows here for the upcoming month, given that it's summer. If you could record a summer short, I'd really appreciate it. Send it on in. Email it to admin@hackerpublicradio.org and we'll do the rest. I want to say thanks to Scott Dix for pointing out that there was a bad link in episode 759. That was the Linux Basics podcast. And I want to really give a good shout out to all the other hosts who I emailed in the past for sending in the change of license. And I do want to apologize to anybody who suffered from bad memories over the last month. And the big news that broke just after we recorded the show last week was that we got reviewed in Linux Format magazine under the Linux podcast roundup. A few things to say about that. First of all, I had to spend €17.49 to buy this, but it was well worth purchasing because the review is actually quite good. Yes, we were ranked number 8 out of 8. Well, we were ranked 5 out of 10. Essentially, it goes through explaining that we don't have regular hosts and we encourage people to contribute. We have GNU World Order and the Full Circle on here. Due to its nature, length varies. So does the quality of the content and audio. It doesn't discriminate, but you wouldn't want to listen to every show. And absolutely right. If there is something that comes on here that you don't like, delete it. Or better yet, listen to the show and send something in. So thank you very much for reviewing. I really appreciate the write-up. It gives us a lot of exposure here. I want to thank Jason Scott again for a new way to upload to archive.org. I didn't get around to it yet, Jason, but I will try it. If there's somebody out there who is familiar with Amazon SC3 and automating file uploads, please give us a call and see how we can automate that upload of shows over there. We've got a new outro. Recorded by Stank. You can expect a new outro coming up shortly. In the show notes, we are short of shows. Thanks everybody for responding to my begging yet again. And if you could do a summer short, that would be absolutely fantastic. Just there now on one of the social networks, I got asked whether somebody would do an episode on the internet snooping bill and setting up a Tor network and how you protect your IP address. And finally, I've been busy with putting a presentation together. I'm going to Og Camp in the UK, a free two-day unscheduled conference for anyone who loves anything related to technology, data, culture, community, open source, and more. And that's in Farnham on August the 13th and the 14th. I believe they're full up, but if anybody has registered and can't go, please send in your ticket so that somebody else can take your slot. We're going to be holding the booth there, hopefully. I still need to get everything together. If there's anyone who wants to give us a hand, please email me admin@hackerpublicradio.org. I would appreciate it. I'm putting forward a presentation there. They're going to be about 20 minutes long, and I intend to give a presentation about HPR, what it is, but I'm also putting in things like the number of downloads, the number of people subscribing, the amount of bandwidth, number of shows, number of hosts, that sort of thing. If there's anything else that you think I should mention in that presentation, you know the email address. It's admin@hackerpublicradio.org, and you can make sure that I cover everything there. I mentioned earlier on that I emailed a lot of people about the CC BY-SA, and so far we've had 49, possibly 50 hosts agreeing, which represents some 376 shows, and 76 hosts disagree or haven't replied back yet, and that represents about 400 shows. And it's not as simple as all that, because some of the old shows that people who want to license their shows dropping the NC, they're not 100% sure that the music or parts of the content that you've used in their previous shows, whether they're free to relicense or not. So what we'll do going forward is we'll draw a line in the sand at some point, and when shows are uploaded, we'll assign them directly to the CC by SA, and then previous shows we will assume that they are NC unless otherwise stated. And then it's a long, arduous process, but I plan to go through every one of them, making sure that everything's safe for us to use. Okay, upcoming events. We have Og Camp in Farnham, August 13th and 14th, and Droops also sent us an email saying that Freaknik 15 is coming up Nashville, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen, November the 4th to the 16th, 2011. Okay, that's pretty much it, ladies and gentlemen, and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.